الصبح بدا 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 الصبح بدا 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 الصبح بدا بدا الصبح بدا الصبح بدا بدا الصبح بدا بدا الصبح بدا بدا الصبح بدا الصبح بدا من طلعته والليل دجى من وفرته فأقر الرسلا فضلا وعلا أهدى السبلا بدلالته
Welcome once again. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. MashaAllah, we have more company in the studio today. Maulana Yusuf Umar, MashaAllah, and Maulana Muhammad Bamsap as well. Maulana Yusuf Umar, MashaAllah, every time we see him, he's got some technicolor clothing on. Last night he had a yellow and a mustard trouser with yellow and purple beads. He's got a yellow jacket on with some mustard beads on it. Maulana Yusuf, my brother, welcome. You welcome you once again. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. So happy to see you, brother.
Happy to see you. Jazakumullah.
Colorblind, red color to me doesn't look like mustard yellow. Yeah. That's more like a striking green.
All right, the start of this program, we're going to be asking Maulana Yusuf Umar to sing a lovely nazm. He's composed some poetry for us as well. Go ahead, my brother. G, over to you.
No, inshallah, next time. Yeah. Humpty, no, not even Humpty Dumpty. Inshallah, next time.
Tell us Humpty Dumpty in Gujarati. Humpty Dumpty fell off the rock. What was it? Fell off the hill. Malibam is also, inshallah, the moderator for the examination for the contest today. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakumullah. Last time we tested your door last year, my brother. Did you brush up on your Quran Kareem? Tell us about the report back on the Talawi Namaz. Any mistakes? How was the Tilawat, my brother G? Can we test your door again?
Maakara, we heard it this year. You were getting confused.
No. Kadhabat qawmu Nuhin al mursaleen, my brother. Carry on.
Inshallah. Nuh alayhi salam knows about it.
Okay. He was singing the Humpty Dumpty in Gujarati. He said the two words. Let's hear it, Maulana Pam.
No, we got edu two. What's it? No man singing it. Edu bedu, something like it. Edu bedu.
All right. Let's go to the other Edu. Sorry, not. Let's go to the contestants, G. We have the four contestants back on the line. Umme Mahmood. Sorry, I never call you anything. I probably call you Umme Mahmood. Are you there, sister? Umme Mahmood, are you there? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Jazakumullah. Pa, contestant number two, are you there, Ummi Khadija?
Malana.
All right, you ready, Apa?
Ji, inshallah.
All right, anonymous female, Umme Muhammad is also online. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, Apa? Jazakumullah. And Umme Abu Bakr is also on the line. Apa, are you there?
Yeah.
Jazakumullah. Like we said, we're going to be asking you some general knowledge questions, okay, Apa? It might sound funny, but it's not funny. I promise it's going to be points. Okay. All right. Let's ask you three questions. Four questions, okay. Here we go, Mani Sevsap. Are you ready? General questions, Appa. You've got to be sharp, you've got to be to the point, you've got to be answer, you've got to answer the questions within 7 seconds, okay? Yeah. It's not funny, it might just sound funny, but it's all points. Think about the big money. Give me 5,000 rands, Appa.
I think he's making a joke. Yes.
I think he's making a joke.
There's a male's voice.
There's a male's voice, Appa. We're not making jokes here. We're talking serious money. We're giving away big money. There's no time for jokes here.
Let's set an example, Mulana Kala. Disqualify
you. Disqualify you, Appa. We're going to have to write you off, Umm Mahmood. Can you put your husband on the line, please? We'd like to make salam with him as well. Umm Mahmood, are you there, Appa?
Yes.
Can you just give the telephone to your husband, please?
I think it was contestant number three's husband.
Was it contestant number three, G?
Whoever said that, please put them on air. Let's sort it out once and for all, Mulankara.
Set an example tonight.
Yeah, set an example. We can't continue.
So Ajimari saves up, whose husband spoke when he was not supposed to speak?
Okay, from the four of them, they can love their hands.
All right, anyway, Mari saves up. Appa, it's no joke. Okay, here goes the questions. Contestant number one, are you there, Umm Mahmood?
Yes.
You know the story of Ali Baba and the 40 thieves. Name the names of two thieves.
Pass.
No pass. You've got to give an answer, Appa. Quickly, quickly. We must have an answer.
No, Mohammed Kada and Mulana Sweep.
Appa, I think you got that right. Yeah?
Okay. That is a good answer, Appa. Two thieves. All right, anyway, mashallah.
You're going to charge it for 5,000 rand.
Are you ready, Umm Mahmood?
Inshallah.
Okay, Appa. Here goes your question. In which country were the Hanging Gardens of Babylon located? 1. Jordan. 2. Iraq. 3. Iran.
Iraq.
Iraq with a Q.
Q?
With a Q, Iraq.
No, it's Iran.
Mulana, the first answer which was given within the 7 seconds was with a Q.
And we'll
accept,
Q.
We'll accept that answer after the gong. We don't accept any answers.
Appa, so you're lucky. You just got away, Appa. You said Iraq first, eh?
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, lucky. Your tatama chance worked here. You got 1 point, Appa. 1 point again. You're leading, I think. You got 3 points so far. Okay. But you know the difference between Iran and Iraq, Appa. It's not one, okay?
Yeah.
Two different countries. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, mashallah, we're all learning.
Gee, contestant number two, are you ready? Okay.
Okay, here goes your question, Appa. Also, this is no joke. The Appa previously failed this question.
Miserably.
Miserably, the point was, it was 550 bucks here. Alright, here goes your question, Appa. Are you ready?
Inshallah.
You're going to have to give us an answer. What was the name of the very, very bad, bad wolf wanted to eat Little Red Riding Hood?
Big wolf.
Sorry?
Big wolf.
Big wolf, Malala.
The big wolf?
Okay.
Yeah, but we asked you for his name, Appa. He was big. That's we all know he was big.
We just described.
Yeah, you just described him, but we want his name, Appa. If somebody describes your husband, they're going to say the big man. No, we want his name, Appa. So what was the name of this bad, bad wolf?
Mulana Kara.
See, Appa, he was fasting this Ramadan, so he couldn't eat the old lady.
Okay. All right, Appa, here goes your question.
Gee, contestant number two, are you ready for real now?
Gee, inshallah.
Okay, the question is, in which U.S. state is the Grand Canyon located? Number one, Alabama. Number two, Florida. Or number three, Arizona?
Arizona.
Mashallah, Appa, that is the correct answer. Ummi Khadija has got another point. Mashallah, Mani Saibsab, we got how many points? Okay, Brother Norman is going to be counting. Another point coming up your way, sister. Mashallah, okay?
Yes.
All right, let's go to the third contestant, Pretoria, anonymous female.
See.
Appa, why doesn't glue stick on the inside?
Can I repeat that?
Okay, very quickly. Why doesn't glue stick on the inside of the bottle?
Glue? I don't know.
We want an answer, Appa. We demand an answer. The fact that you participate in tonight's question, we have the full right to answer, to ask you one question, and you have to give us the answer.
I think because it has a slimy texture, that's why.
Sorry, Appa, you said a slimy texture.
see.
So did somebody put their spit inside and then put glue? All right, we'll have to find out that one. He saves us now.
We have to get back.
We'll have to get back to you on that one. I thought we're going to have to get back to you on that one there. All right, homework is, why doesn't glue stick on the inside of the bottle? You say it is because somebody puts their saliva inside the bottle. All right, we're going to get back to you, Afa, okay?
No point to it.
No point so far. Gee, you lost 2,000 rand. What do you say?
It's your turn with contestant.
Oh, it's my turn, sorry. Contestant Umi Muhammad about the saliva story, are you there?
GM, yes.
All right, here goes your question, Afa. What is the largest island in the world? 1. Greenland. 2. Madagascar. 3. Iceland.
Greenland.
It's the largest island in the world. Mashallah, the correct answer is indeed Greenland. Alright, I think we're getting very, very interesting in the close quiz. Somebody saves up. We got how many points? Okay, we'll get back to you in a bit or two. Contestant number 4, are you there, sister?
Yeah.
Appa, you can phone whoever you want to, because at this point in time you have a duck, a big duck. You have nothing on the point, nothing on the scorecard, okay?
Yeah.
You get this one right, we're going to give you 3 points. When it saves up, you can ask a question. Appa, are you there?
Yeah, right.
A lot of interruptions. May I ask who's there, Appa?
Not on my side.
Oh, it's not on your side?
No.
Okay.
So can you lift the hands up? You can see who it is, Manasara.
Okay.
It's caller number 3, contestant number 3.
Contestant number 3. I thought we asked this question some time ago. It's about history in South Africa. Okay, you heard about Shaka?
No.
You never heard about Shaka, you never heard about Shaka, and you are living in South Africa, Appa. It's very, very bad for the country, okay? All right, let me ask you some question, not history question. Leave Shaka alone. Why is a boxing ring square?
I don't know.
Appa, like we said, we demand an answer.
Men are confused, Molana.
Gee?
Men are confused.
Oh. All right, we have some good answers to anybody saves some. Okay, Appa, here goes your question. Minus, now we're going to minus 4 points. Because you said men are confused, we're going to disqualify you, and we're going to throw you out of this competition.
Give her one more chance, let's see. One more chance.
One more chance, okay, Appa, here goes your question, okay?
Yeah.
Which is the largest ocean in the world? 1. Pacific. 2. India. 3. Atlantic.
Pacific.
Oh, yes, mashallah. Before you change your mind, let me just say it is a correct answer. Okay, Appa, that is a correct answer. It
first
is,
point.
Mashallah, it is 1 Pacific, the largest ocean in the world. It is the Pacific. You have 1 point in the board, Appa. Mashallah. Okay, keep it up. Last night, Umi Abubakar, our first contestant, answered very, very well, Malisa. So I think last night she had approximately 5 out of 7 or 6 out of 7.
5 and 1 was spending.
I really thought last night she's going to be the winner. Who knows? Let's see what actually happens.
Even all other 3 contestants in their weekly finals and their daily finals, they did exceptionally well, also, Malakara.
All right, thank you, Malisa. I get your point. Anything else you want to say, brother?
No, let's take a break first.
All right, thank you. Jazakumullah. الصبح بدا بدا الصبح بدا بدا الصبح بدا الصبح بدا بدا الصبح بدا بدا الصبح بدا بدا الصبح بدا الصبح بدا من طلعته والليل دجى من وفرته فأقر رسلا فضلا السبل بدلالته فألقى الرسل فضلا وعلا أهدى السبل بدلالته
القمر بإشارته شغل الشجر لتقى الحجر شق القمر بإشارته الله
Welcome back to Radio Islam International. This is our overall finals where the winner will be walking away with 25,000 rand cash and the second place, the runners-up, will receive 4,000 rand. So far, the score, Molana Kara, is that contestant number 1 has 3 points, contestant number 2, Umme Khadija, has 3 points, contestant number 3, Umme Muhammad, has 2 points, and contestant number 4, Umme Abu Bakr, has just 1 point. So it's 3-3-2-1, that's what it's standing at, and we have 3 more questions that we are going to ask in this round, and after asking these 3 questions, whoever has the highest points, they will move on and proceed to round number 2, Mulana.
So 2 of these 4, inshallah, will go to the grand finale, inshallah. And then we're going to be giving out the prize, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So yes, let's welcome our contestants once again, inshallah, on the program. Appa Umme Muhammad, Mahmoud, are you there? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, Appa.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
All right, Appa, we're going to be playing you, inshallah. The round one is category one, inshallah. We're going to be playing you the weekday presenters of Radio Islam International. You've got to listen to them, tell us who's the voice behind this.
Inshallah.
All right, Appa. Listen attentively. Okay. Participant number 1, Umme Mahmoud, here goes your clip. What is the answer? Who is this?
In terms of respect in the old Fitas days, as we would call it, I'm just saying, you know, in terms of kids, the way we, when we would go visiting and stuff.
I'm learning Yusuf Umar.
No. Appa Mona Yusuf Umar doesn't even know where's Fitas. He doesn't even know where's Fitas. All right, okay, we'll get back to you, inshallah, in a bit or two, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, let's go with contestant number 2, Mali Swaib.
G, contestant 2, are you ready?
Inshallah.
Okay, I'm going to ask Brother Ismail to play the clip, and as soon as the clip is over, within 7 seconds, you need to give us the answer. Ismail?
Thank you so much, Stephen, for availing your time and taking us through what happened yesterday at the visit to Parktown Police School. That was Steve Obona, who is the spokesperson for Harting Education.
Maulana Junaid Karsani.
We won't say yes, we won't say no.
We won't say yes, we won't say no. We're going to get back to you in a minute or two, Appa, inshallah. Okay, anonymous female from Pretoria, Umme Muhammad, are you there, Ben?
Hey.
If you get this one right, you're going to be having 3 points.
Hey.
Okay. Here goes your clip, Appa. Tell us who's the voice behind this.
Among the things of putting the trust in our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is understanding the purpose of our creation, understanding why Allah has created us.
Maulana Gundi who?
Naeem Dokra.
Naeem Dokrat, may I ask who's your pa?
He comes on Saturday morning.
I haven't heard of him. Okay, Molana Swaib Sahib. Okay, Appa, we'll get back to you. Was it within the 7 seconds?
Gee, it was within the 7 seconds.
Alright, it was within the 7 seconds. Appa, we're going to give you the point, okay?
The first name was within the 7 seconds.
It was. He's got many names. He acts very pious, by the way, G. Okay. But I know his reality, Mali Swaib.
Gigi, you know people's what's inside people's hearts also, so we can't. I can't judge, you can judge. Let's get it.
Okay. Appa, Umme Abu Bakr, are you there? Umme Abu Bakr, are you there?
Yeah.
All right. Should I give you a tip, Appa?
Yeah, no problem.
All right, so I'll tell you the tip after the answer.
I'm
going to
disqualify you, Mulana Kara.
Okay, Appa, here goes your club. Who's the voice behind this?
أعلن النكاح وجعلوه في المز وجعلوه في المساجد. Announce the nikah and perform them in the masjid.
Imran Daya.
Yeah, this Molana talks a lot. He's you know, he just talks about nikah and nothing else. Anyway, Imran Daya.
See.
I don't know if his father's name was Imran, but his name is Ibrahim.
There's a singer by the name of Imran Daya.
Yeah, that was years back, Appa.
Nasheed artist.
No, the Nasheed comes before the nikah announcement. Maybe they were referring to that.
I don't know, maybe you were referring to his Bab Dada, Appa. What happens? Are we going to give it to you, Appa?
She meant Daya.
Give it to us.
Daya.
Daya,
Yeah, he's
Molana Daya.
Yeah, he's a loudmouth person. Anyway, just give you the point.
It's Ibrahim. First name is Ibrahim, but Daya was there and I was there. Molana will give it.
All right, Appa, inshallah. So you have also 2 points, Appa. You better back up. We have a few points. You're still in the competition, okay?
Let's give the answers of the first two contestants.
All right, let's go with the answers, Appa G. The first one, should we just play it for them again?
Sure.
Play it again, brother. Hafiz Ismail.
Let's see how good our listeners are also, besides the contestants, if they can identify the voices, Munganakara.
So although I wouldn't claim to have extensive knowledge, but I am passionate about Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, and I, looking at that model, I learned
respect in the old Fitas days, as we
call this
it.
One.
I'm just saying, you know, in terms of kids, the way we, when we would go visiting and stuff.
Gee, so that was Brother Ijaz.
That was Johan van der Trutelier. That was Ijaz, Appa, are you there? Alright, Ummi Mahmoud, that was Ijaz Khan of Radio Islam International. Participant number 2, we
afternoon
ask you this question,
wow.
G. Afternoon comes, wow, G. Here goes the next one, Appa, listen to it again.
Thank you so much, Stephen, for availing your time and taking us through what happened yesterday.
He's talking about the time and what happened yesterday, okay? That is Stephen Mabuna.
The spokesperson.
He's the daily presenter on Radio Islam, Mulanakara. Weekday presenter.
That is to fail. That is to fail, my brother. Sister Appa, it is to fail, okay? Appa, are you there? All right. Third contestant was correct, Maulana Naeem Dokarat, and the fourth contestant was also right. It was Maulana Ibrahim Daya, not Imran Daya Ji. All right, so we have how many points, brothers? We have contestant number 1 has got 3 points. Contestant number 3 has got 3 points as well. Contestant number 3 has got 3. Am I correct? And contestant number 4 has got
2 points.
2 points, yeah, that is correct, mashallah. So it's 3-3-2-2. Getting very, very interesting.
Sure. Now, from weekday presenters, Manakara, we move on to the second category, that is the weekend presenters, those presenters that does the program in the weekend. So let's go back to participant or contestant number 1. Are you there? Contestant number 1?
Sure.
Gee, so we're going to play the voice for you and you're going to identify the presenter.
It's weekend presenters, okay?
That's your clue.
Inshallah.
So I'm going to ask Brother Ismail to play the first clip from Weekend Presenters.
So although I wouldn't claim to have extensive knowledge, but I am passionate about Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, and I, looking at that model, I learned some.
Ijaz Khan.
Ijaz Khan.
Ijaz Khan is he's a singer, Appa. He's not a historian. This guy is talking about history, Palestine. It's not Ijaz Khan, it's somebody else.
She will give the answer after.
Maybe it's my good friend, Maulana Peer Ali from Baruch, mashallah. He's looking very, very
handsome.
Handsome today. He's had a haircut, mashallah. He's got a baritone. He's got a nice jacket on, mashallah. When he appears up, make salam to us, my brother. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you. Just doesn't want to make salam. Anyway,
let's move on to participant number 2. Are you there? Participant number 2?
Yes, Malala.
Umme Khadija, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, Ismail, please play clip number 2.
Following the rousing address to his brethren in faith at Clermont in France, Pope Urban II meticulously began preparations for the crusade into the Muslim world.
Malala Shakir Bayat.
Malala Shakir Bayat. We'll give you a clue, Appa. He was a wrestler in his days. Another try, Appa. He was a wrestler.
I don't know, Malala.
Okay. We'll get back to you in a minute or two, Appa. Contestant number 3, participant number 3. Are you ready? Pretoria Umi Muhammad. Here goes your clip, Appa. Listen attentively.
Alhamdulillah, we were in Ennerdale the first weekend of Ramadan. Thereafter, we were in Polokwane. Thereafter, welcome. And today, we finish off our rehla for the month of Ramadan.
Maulana Dada.
Maulana Dada.
Maulana Dada. Maulana Dada. Pa, just tell me, maybe we don't know who this Maulana Dada is you're talking about here. Familiarize yourself with us and him, Pa. Maulana Dada, where does he come from?
No, Hafiz Jada. I don't know from where he comes.
You don't know where he comes from, Hafiz Jada? No,
oh,
Appa.
She's talking about Saad Jada.
Oh, she's talking about Saad Jada. No, Appa. This man is sitting with us in the studio, Brother Nu'man Panjbaya. This brother, anyway, he says he went to Valcom, he went to Tukomzras, he went to Brits, he went everywhere.
Baruch
but today, Baruch also. But today he's gone home. His father kicked him out of the house. All right, mashallah. Apa, no point, sorry. Null, null, null. Contestant 4, are you there?
Yeah.
Umi Abubakar, if you get this one correct, mashallah, hope all the luck for you. You're going to be getting 3 points. You're back in the quiz, Appa. Listen attentively, Appa. It's not very difficult. Is it difficult? Not very difficult. Listen attentively and give us the answer quickly.
Somebody who I knew also, he was a peer of mine as well. I interacted with him several times. And he passed away very emotionally.
Mufti Zubair Bayat.
Mufti Zubair Bayat, Appa?
Si.
What makes you say it's Mufti Zubair Bayat, sir?
Just a yes.
No, it's not. Hasn't Mufti Zubair Bayat, sir, Papa? The correct answer is Maulana Borja.
Borja.
Who was he, Appa?
Maulana Borja.
Not Godra Borja.
Maulana, I have one question. Maulana?
Ji.
Ma'amin, the first question about how many Anbiya were mentioned in the Quran. Was it 25 or 27?
Gee, we have it as 27, but we can double check and get back to you again, no problem.
Because it's something I went over before and the answer I got was 25, so I don't know, maybe my source was wrong.
No, we can check it up. It's not a big deal. We'll just confirm it and inshallah get back to you.
Okay, Jazakallah,
Pa. We're going to get back to you, inshallah. Appa really wants that money.
No, we're all learning,
We're all learning. That's the motto of this course. We're all learning. Appa, jazakallah for that, okay? We're going to check it up, and it's all Manana Saib's fault. And I told him over and over again, but he just doesn't listen, okay? We're going to get back to you, inshallah, Appa. Jazakumullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Why are you greeting me? It's not over as yet.
Oh, sorry. It's not over as yet. Okay.
We've got one more final question in this round, Manana Kara.
All right, we're going to be getting one final question, and we come back to the sister. I think it's just fair we give her the answer for that one before we continue.
Okay, inshallah.
We take a break. When we come back, inshallah, we're going to tell you, sister Umi Abubakar, regarding that question. Don't go away.
الصبح بدا من طلعته والليل دجى من وفرته فأقر الرسلا فضلا وعلا أهدى السبلا بدلالته
to Radio Islam International Time. Right now is exactly 9:30. Maulana Kara, what news do you have?
All right, mashallah, let's go to the sister Umi Abubakar. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Are you there, Appa?
Yes, yeah.
All right, Appa, which kitab did you check?
What is
the reference? What is the page numbers, Appa? Can you verify it? Who is the author? How many pages in the book? Please do inform us.
We don't just accept an answer.
We don't just accept answers, Appa. We have to be very, very strict.
No, I checked it on Google, Mona.
Oh, Google. We thought it's Google, Appa. No, Sheikh Google. No.
Yes.
Sheikh Google is not always right, Appa.
Yes.
Okay, but mashallah, Appa, you know what? There is ikhtilaf in this year. Some say it's 25, some say it's 27. Because tomorrow is Eid, Appa, we're going to give you the point. All right, but what happens also, Appa, if you are the winner of 25,000 rands, because we said, okay, we're going to give you the benefit of the doubt, money saves up, what is our cut in that? From 25 grand, how many percentage to me and money saved?
7.5%.
7.5 each percent.
How about 25% for the 25 Anbiya mentioned in the Quran, Molana?
So 25% to myself and Mali Saib. Excellent. Mashallah, Mali Saib. Are you happy with that?
Very happy, because the cut, you only pay 2.5%. Here we're getting 25%, so I'm over the moon.
All right. Lovely. Jazakumullah. So Mali Saib, sir, the points are Appa Umme Mahmood from Lanesha has got 3 points. Anonymous from Johannesburg, Umme Khadija, has got 3 points. Mashallah. Oh, all sitting on 3 points. Anonymous female, Umme Muhammad, also sitting with 3 points, and Umme Abu Bakr is sitting with 3 points. What do you say?
That is correct, Maulana. Now the score is level. That means
it's
we have
level. It's getting very, very interesting, mashallah.
Satai, we have only one question left, and that is also voice clips that we're going to play, and that will be regular presenters. So it shows, Maulana Kara, that if you listen to Radio Islam throughout the year, it's going to pay off now.
All right, Jazakumullah. Brother Ibrahim Shah is laughing. I don't know for what, yeah. You know, we went to his house a few days ago. I got to mention this point over and over again when he saves up. I was hungry. I was thirsty. I wanted just a cup of tea myself and to fail. We went to his house. It was about 11 o'clock at night. He came out to the door. He refused to open the door. I told him, Ibi Shah, we just came for a cup of tea. That is all. He just refused to open the door. What do you think of that when he saves up?
That is very mean of him, Mulana Kara.
Yeah, terrible.
I had very bitter experience with him when he went for Rehla now. No, I'm just joking. He's a nice guy, Mulana Kara. I'm just pulling his leg.
MashaAllah, Ji. Brother Ibrahim Shah, Pir Ali.
Yesterday, Ali came in badging into the studios and he was very disappointed when we announced that the moon was not sighted, and he was upset.
Reaction. Today, he's smiling, MashaAllah, Ji.
In the morning, he sent a message also saying that I almost overslept for Sehri. I didn't wake up because his intention wasn't there to fast.
But when he's at the radio station at the odd hours himself, he must know that his wife kicked him out of the house. He told me that. And is it raining outside, brothers? Mali Yusuf Umar has got a nice umbrella. I don't know if it's raining outside or what's happening, but I don't know the umbrella for what reason. Anyway,
you have 2 reasons why you use umbrella. When one reason is when it's raining, you use the umbrella, and the other reason is when there's a sun that is outside. So maybe he's protecting himself, wants to be in a shade. That's the reason he's carrying that umbrella.
Okay, Jazakumullah. All right, let's continue. Contestants are still there, I hope so. Appa Umme Mahmood, are you there, sister? Okay, Appa. Let's go. Like we said, Appa, category 3, Mali Saib, is the last question of this section.
This will decide, Mulana Kara, if that...
This is the deciding factor, Appa. Whoever gets it right is through. Okay?
No, it depends.
Through to the sudden death or whatever it is.
Gee.
All right. So answer properly, brothers and sisters. Okay, no brothers here, only sisters. Okay, here we go, Appa Umme Mahmood. Here goes. Tell us whose voice is behind this.
The method and the way the media dealt with it. We know another terrorist incident occurred out in Paris. The question is that they were quick to brand that particular incident.
You asking me or you telling me, Appa?
I'm telling.
You're telling me?
Yeah.
I think you disqualify, because even before the gong went on, or even before the time started...
She gave the answer.
Yeah, she started the race before she had the buzzer.
So you are disqualified, Appa. Apologies for that.
No, leave it. One
point coming up your way, Appa. MashaAllah, you're doing very, very well. The answer is Maulana Junaid Karsani, okay?
That means definitely she's through to the next round, Maulana Kara.
MashaAllah, she's definitely through to the next
Either
round.
Either to
well
sudden
done,
death
you.
Or to the final.
Either to sudden death, Jim Ali Saif. Let's see what happens to the next contestant, Jim. Are you ready, Appa?
Inshallah.
Anonymous, Umme Khadija, it's not difficult, Appa, it's quite simple. Listen to it, here it goes.
So this is what I'm trying to highlight here. The children see things differently. Their lenses are different in life. And our lenses are different in life.
Which bomb? There's two
Which
bombs.
Which bomb, Appa? Be clear in your answer. There's quite a bit of bombs. Lens, we have approximately 10 bombs. Tell us, be specific.
The one that comes on Thursday.
No, I hope Monana never heard this, Appa. No, it's not Monana Ibrahim Bamsa, Papa. It's not Monana Ibrahim Bamsa, Papa. Okay. All right, let's go to the third contestant. Are you ready, Monisha Ibsa? Okay, Appa, listen attentively. It is Ummi Muhammad, okay? Tell us, whose voice is this?
Parental love is the only love that is truly selfless, unconditional, and forgiving. Dr. T.P. Chia.
Yusuf Umar.
Yeah, he's talking about love, looking for love. This Molana also looking for love. It is Molana Yusuf Umar, mashallah. That is the correct answer, Appa. So you have one more point. So it's one, okay, it's four to the first contestant and four to the second, third contestant, rather, Jeep. Ummi Abu Bakr, are you there, Appa?
Yeah.
Appa?
Yeah.
To stay in this quiz, you're going to have to answer this one correctly.
Inshallah.
Or forever withhold, what's it, your peace or your silence?
Silence.
Silence, okay. 1 point to you, Appa.
Yes.
Listen to this voice here.
That did we really make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Did we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance? And did we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness? Let's not this opportunity pass by.
Molana Sahib Lasania.
Where does it come from, Appa?
I don't know.
Yeah, this Molana, you know, this the voice behind this. This man, he acts very pious. He talks too much. But there's no action in his life. Bottom line, Appa.
So we must give an extra point with tajweed and surname. Everything was mentioned on Ankara.
MashaAllah, Sister Umi Abu Bakr, you got it right. So we have contestant one's got 4 points. Contestant two has got 3 points. Third contestant's got four. And fourth contestant has got 4 points as well. Well, it's Saib Sab, so we're going to be having a sudden death question.
Gee, but before the sudden death, we need to say goodbye to one contestant, Manakara. But a very so hard.
Anonymous, Umi Khadija, are you there, sister? Umi Khadija, are you there, Appa? Line number two, contestant number two, are you there, sister?
Yeah,
all right, Appa, we're going to have to apologize to you, Appa. Really, very sad to say. We wanted every one of you to win, but nevertheless, every one of you is a winner. But for this course, Appa, only two goes through the finals, okay?
Can I use voice all day?
Sorry?
Can I ask whose voice all day?
Oh, the question we asked you earlier. All right, take another guess, Appa. He also, that Molana also make Lord Bakwazi, talk Lord. Play it again, Appa, let's listen to it.
Give her a second chance, Molana.
Give her a second chance, Appa. Appa, it doesn't end there, Molly Sahib.
So this is what I'm trying to highlight here. The children see things differently. Their lenses are different in life. And our lenses are different in life.
Yeah, this Molana has got two lenses also. He doesn't see properly, Appa. Who is he?
I don't know, I told you, but I didn't know, I don't know.
No, it's Molana Bobat, Appa. Molana Bobat, Habib Bobat.
Let's play Molana Ibrahim Bam's voice also so she can differentiate between Molana Ibrahim Bam and Molana Habib Bobat. Yesterday we played the Ease the Message that came from, or rather it was a sighting of the moon. It wasn't sighted. So let's just play 10 seconds, Molana.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to all the respected listeners. The United Ulama Council of South Africa, through its various affiliates,
that was Molana Ibrahim Bam Sapapa, and the one we asked you for is Molana Habib Bobat, the one with four lenses.
Okay.
Alright, Appa, so much may I now.
Okay.
But apologies, Appa, you're still a winner, but for today, inshallah, we're going to have to say sorry, Appa. Only two participants go to the last stage of this quiz, okay?
Okay.
But you've done very, very well, Appa. Jazakumullah, Eid Mubarak to you and the family as well, and the request for du'as, okay, Appa? Jazakallah. I mean, Jazakallah ma'am for the Rapa. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Any message you have for the listeners of Radio Islam International, Rapa?
Just Eid Mubarak and let's enjoy the Eid.
That's all. Then let's just enjoy the Eid, Rapa.
About the motto of learning, Mulanakar.
What about the motto of learning, Rapa?
We're all learning.
Jazakumullah. That is the motto, we are all learning. Jazakallah, Appa, request a special to us. Ma'am for that, but Molly Saib Sahib. Unfortunately, one, two will have to drop off.
That's all right, how life
Appa.
Is, Mulana.
That's how life is, Appa. One day we're here, tomorrow we're in the cupboard. You know how it goes. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alright, Allah give us all long life, filled with afiyat and barakat, inshallah, and piety, Molly Saib Sahib.
Ameen.
Jazakumullah. Alright, we take a break. We have three contestants, mashallah, we have three.
But we can only go with two Molana Kara, so one has to be dropped off. I don't know which station, but we're going to ask the sudden death questions, and inshallah, from there, we'll be only going with two more questions or two more participants in the final round.
Jazakumullah.
الصبح بدا
الصبح بدا بدا الصبح بدا بدا الصبح بدا الصبح بدا بدا الصبح بدا بدا الصبح بدا بدا الصبح بدا الصبح بدا من طلعته والليل دجى من وفرته فأقر رسلا فضلا وعلا أهدى السبلا بدلالته فأقر رسلا فضلا وعلا أهدى السبلا بدلالته الله
Welcome back to Radio Islam International. Time right now is 9:42, and we are here at Sudden Death now, Maulana Kara. We're going to give our contestants, those that are left, each of them has 4 points each. So we're going to ask them a question, and in this question they need to give the exact answer, or they need to be closest to the answer. So exact answer or closest to the answer, the person with the closest to the answer or the exact answer, or two people will be qualifying for the final round, and both of them will be the winners. One will receive 25,000 rand and the second person will receive 4,000 rand. So that's what we're going to find out, Mulana.
Jazakumullah. Before we continue, brother Muhammad Amin is also here with us. He'd like to say hi. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi, my brother. Greet us. And bonus question for you. One burger tonight, my brother. How many teeth does a crocodile have?
How much do you have?
How much I have? Alright, contestants, are you there? Contestant number one, Ben, are you there? Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Ummi Mahmood.
Assalamu warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Alright, Appa, we're going to be asking you a question. But I say, I don't think they're going to get it right. But Appa, it's going to be the correct answer or the closest to the correct answer.
Chief.
And you got to tell us what's the answer in after Hijrah.
Chief.
Okay. Islamically.
Islamically, Abba.
Chief.
We're Muslims, not the English things, okay? We only talk Islamic things here.
Besides Humpty Dumpty, ne?
Besides Humpty Dumpty and Hikari Tikari Dumpty, Appa. Alright, Appa, number two, are you there? Johannesburg, Umi Khadija. Appa ran away.
Yeah, she's out already.
Oh, sorry, she's out. Yeah, yeah. Sorry. Appa, contestant number three, are you there, sister?
Yes.
Umi Muhammad, we're going to be asking a question. You've got 7 seconds to answer. You've got to say something. It's got to be the correct answer or closest to the correct answer, Appa, okay?
Yes.
It's got to be in after Hijrah, the Islamic day. It's okay. But say something. You've got to say something. Okay. Yes. Contestant number three, Umi Abu Bakr, are you there, sister?
Yeah.
Appa, again, the same thing. You got to say something within 7 seconds. Say something in after Hijrah, okay?
Yeah,
alright, so when you say something, go ahead, brother.
Okay, contestant number one, are you ready?
Yeah.
In which year was the Khilafat dissolved?
30 years after Hijrah.
30 years after Hijrah.
What did you say?
30 years after Hijrah.
30 years after Hijrah, 30 after Hijrah. Appa, will get back to you in a bit or two, right? Jazakumullah. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Contestant number two, Appa, sorry, contestant three, are you there? Ummi Muhammad.
Hmm?
Okay, Appa, here goes your question. Alright, say something.
Okay.
In what year did the Battle of Hattin take place?
8 years after Hijrah.
8 years after Hijrah. Alright, Mali Sayyid, for these answers, I don't think the normal calculators are going to work.
The scientific.
You're going to have to get scientific calculators. Okay. Ummi Abu Bakr, are you there, sister?
Yes.
Okay, Appa. Here goes your question. Appa, you have a very good chance.
Okay.
All right. In what year did Constantinople fall into Muslim hands?
150 years after Hijri.
All right, we need some scientific calculators, we need some mathematicians, some...
We've got a maths teacher here. We've got a maths teacher here, Malana Kara.
All right, let's work on
it. But give us the answers, give the answers first and correct the answers they gave.
All right, Ummi Mahmood, are you there, sister? Ummi Mahmood?
Yes.
Appa, what do you honestly think? Are you correct? Are you very far from the correct answer?
10 years away. I think it was 40 years after Hijri.
You think you're just about 10 years away, Appa?
Yes.
But I honestly think that you are 10 lives away, Appa. Because we asked you in which year was the Khilafah dissolved, the correct answer according to us what we have is 1342 after Hijrah. 1342 years after Hijrah.
We're not speaking about Khilafah Rashidiyah, Malana Kara.
I thought it was about the Khilafah.
Okay, Appa, sorry for that. I think you were... Alright, according to what we have, Appa, sorry, I think you were...
1312 years...
But according to what you understood, Appa, you were very close to the correct answer. But we were talking about general Khilafat, Appa.
Yeah.
Okay.
So 1,312 years away from the correct answer. Let's go to contestant number 2, Malana Kara.
Appa.
Hmm.
Just give me a chance to talk first. Ummi Muhammad, are you there, Appa? We asked you, in which year did the Battle of Hattin take place?
Yeah.
You heard about the Battle of Hattin, Appa?
No.
I'm sure we all went to Madrasa. Possibly the Ustad forgot to explain to you the Battle of Hattin. But anyway, Appa, the answer that we were looking for is 583 after Hijrah. Appa, in what year did the Battle of Hattin take place? The answer there is 583 after Hijrah. And you mentioned 8 after Hijrah. So you were approximately 579 years away from the correct answer.
575,
Appa. That is about... 29 lives.
Oh.
Okay, Appa, just hold the line, inshallah. We'll get back to you in a minute or two. Ummi Abu Bakr, it is.
Yes.
Okay, Appa, are you there? We asked you, in what year did Constantinople fall into Muslim hands?
Yes.
In what year did Constantinople fall into Muslim hands? Where's Constantinople here, Constantinople, Appa?
It's
not far from Zimbabwe, Nairobi.
It's in Spain.
Oh, yes, sorry, I forgot, it's in Spain.
Si.
So the answer we were looking for, Ummi Abu Bakr, is 857 after Hijrah. You mentioned 150 after Hijrah, so you're approximately about 707 years away from the correct answer, 707.
Si.
Okay, so, brothers and sisters, Molly Swaibsab and Brother Raman Panchbaya, what is happening here? Who's the winner for today? Which two contestants go through?
See, the closest answer we got was from contestant number 3, Ummi Muhammad. She was 575 years away from the correct answer, Malana Kara. And then we had contestant number 4 giving the answer, which she was 707 years away from the correct answer. And contestant number 1 was 1,312 years away from the correct answer. So the contestant number 3 was the closest. Second closest was contestant number 4, Malana Kara.
Appa, contestant number 1, Ummi Mahmood, are you there, sister? Appa, are you there?
Yes.
Appa, apologies, really, you know what, we asked, the general question was, in which year was the Khilafah dissolved? It was a general question, and the answer we were looking for is 1342 after Hijrah, but the answer you said was according to the Khulafa'i Rashidin. But unfortunately, Appa, the questions and the answers we were looking for was not according to what you said. So apologies for that, Appa, you answered very, very well, really. You done extremely well, excellent, mashallah. Allah increase us all in ilm and knowledge.
Okay.
But like we said, Appa, only two go through. Appa, really apologies, and we feel your pain as well, but only through two go through.
Jazakallah,
Appa, request for du'as, your Eid message.
I would like to say Eid Mubarak to all the whole ummah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and may Allah have a joyous Eid. Taqabbalallahu minna wa minkum.
I mean, Jazakumullah, Appa, request for dua. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So, Appa is not crying, Jim. We're going to be taking a short break, but she's done very, very well, Melissa Ipsap. It's just unfortunate that Appa has had to go. So, we have our two contestants, contestant number 3 and 4, that go to the finals, inshallah, the second stage, and they are both winners. One gets 25,000 rands, and the other one walks away with 4,000 rands. Stay tuned, inshallah, don't go away.
Welcome back to Radio Islam International. Time right now is exactly 10 o'clock and this is our final round of our finals course that's taking place. We have two finalists. We have contestant number 3 and contestant number 4. So contestant number 3 gave the closest answer and contestant number 4 gave the second closest answer. With regards to contestant number 1, Mulana Karam, I just spoke to someone in the background, one of the alims, with regards to our question. We asked her with regards to in which year Khilafat was resolved. We did not speak about Khulafa'i Rashidin. There was nothing mentioned with regards to the word Khulafa'i Rashidin. So even after Khulafa'i Rashidin, we had other Abbasid and Umayyad Khilafat, Ottoman Empire. All that Khilafat took place, and only in the year 1342, Mulana Kara, that's when the Khilafat was dissolved. There was no mention of the word Khalifa or Khulafa'i Rashidin. We weren't talking about Khulafa'i Rashidin. So unfortunately, we have to be fair, and that's how we go, Mulana Kara.
Alright, if you say so, my brother, you're the boss. Jazakum Allah for that. Anybody wants to hit you, they can hit you, G. Alright, mashallah, let's continue. We have, who's the name? Ummi Muhammad on the line. Ummi Muhammad, are you there? Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Do we have the right person, Mari Saif Saab? Ummi Muhammad was the winner.
Contestant number 3, Ummi Muhammad, that is correct, Mulana Kara.
And contestant number
4, Ummi Abu Bakr.
Ummi Abu Bakr was there. Ummi Abu Bakr, are you there, Ben? Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Allah, congratulations to both of you. Both are winners, Mari Saif Saab. The winner from this category gets 25,000 rands, and the runner up will get 4,000 rands. So both are winners already.
Can we
end it here? Can you all decide between yourselves that who's going to take 25,000 rand and who's going to take the 4,000? We can finish it now then.
We just go half, Molana.
No, no, that amount is in one parcel, so you can't divide it. Either 25,000 or 4. If you come to conclusion, if you can decide between the two, Molana Kara, we can end the competition.
Not between the two. We also include the brother. Add us also in the 30 grams and give myself and Molly Swabe 7 sats or sats or 7 7. Give us some, not sats or 700, sorry, 7-7.
Satajar.
Satajar, Satajar, call it a day. What do you say? Okay, Ummi Muhammad, are you there?
Yes, I am.
And if we happen to disqualify you, you lose everything. You go home with just 2 fidget spinners. All right, Ummi Muhammad, are you ready, sister? Same procedure, inshallah. 7 seconds to answer, okay? Category 2, we start with round number 2. It is category 2. This is a female presenter of Radio Islam International. Tell us whose voice is this.
So it basically involves the fact that we've got to go out and buy milk and bread and groceries every day, pay for school fees, do all of those things within the situation.
Hello, Faiza Munshi.
Hello.
Sorry?
Faiza Munshi.
Hello.
Faiza Munshi. This upper's got a lot of expenses. She's talking about milk and bread and a whole lot of expenses to pay. Gee. All right. The answer is Faiza Munshi. MashaAllah. Another point comes to you, Appa. Jazakumullah. Rather, the first point comes to you, inshallah, second category.
She is starting off fresh. That means none of them has any points. We'll give them points in this round.
Okay. Thank you so much, brother. All right. Welcome. Brother Nu'man Panchbai is moderating the course. Inshallah, we have contestant number 2, Malisa.
Gee, now you're confusing us. So let's make contestant number 3 contestant number 1 for this round, and we'll make contestant number 4 contestant number 2 in this round. So
you just confuse me more, brother.
No, those contestant 3
new names, Amakara.
New names. So there's no 3 and 4, it's 1 and 2 now.
To make it easy, call contestant 1 Auntie and contestant number 2 Appa.
Okay.
Alright, Ummi Muhammad is the first contestant and Ummi Abu Bakr is the second contestant.
Okay.
Ummi Abu Bakr, are you ready? Okay, Mali Saib.
Gee, we're going to ask Brother Ismail to play the clip and then tell us the answer within 7 seconds.
Today is just a little reminder. A reminder for me, a reminder for yourself, that on a daily basis we go through things and how we should be dealing with these things. Ansaria.
Mulana Sataria.
No, Sister Ansaria.
Molana Ansaria.
Molana Ansaria.
I don't know how it's pronounced. Ansaria, I think.
Ansarmia.
Ansarmia, with an M.
Gee, and the first name? Is it a first name? Or Ansar is the name, Mia is a surname?
I don't know.
Tell us a bit more specific, Appa. Is Ansar the father's name or is the brother's name or the husband's name?
I think it's Hajira, I'm not sure.
Hajira. Okay, Appa, we're going to give you the point. It is Appa Zakira Ansar Miam.
Zakira, okay.
This Appa's got 2 surnames in one. Okay, and she was given a big bayan there. But anyway, 1 point coming to you, Appa.
Alhamdulillah.
Mashallah, ji. One point. Mashallah, starting off on a very good note. Mori saves up. Now we come to, inshallah, we come to category two. Male Ramadan presenters. Male Ramadan presenters.
That's the clue, Mulana Kara. That's the clue.
That is the clue.
Male Ramadan presenters.
Out of Ramadan, they don't have much work. Okay?
They play marbles.
They play marbles. Ramadan, they work a little bit. So they are the male Ramadan presenters, okay? Ummi Muhammad, are you ready, Ben? Appa, are you ready?
Auntie.
Auntie?
Contestant one.
Ummi Muhammad, are you there, sister? Appa, you know, tomorrow is Eid. We all have to go and get ready for Eid tomorrow. Can you please say hello to us and talk to us, Appa?
الصبح بدا من طلعته والليل دجى من وفرته فأقر الرسل فضلا وعلا أهدى السبل بدلالته
Allahi barakatuh. We're almost coming to the end of the quiz, inshallah. Dear listeners, we have contestant Ummi Muhammad and Ummi Abu Bakr on the line. Ummi Muhammad, are you there, sister?
Yeah.
All right, Jazakumallah. These are your the tip is it's male Ramadan presenters. Tell us who's the voice. Safa, listen to it.
But in the back of your mind, like, okay, now we're into the first 10 days, now into the second 10 days. And I don't know if it is it because we started on a weekend that the whole system has just been lost.
The one who comes to the theory program, I can't remember his name.
Okay, let me tell you who.
Let me tell you who comes on theory program. Mulana Suleiman Robert comes. Mulana Ibrahim Dyer comes. Mulana Yusuf Umar comes. Mulana Habib Bobat comes. Mulana Yusuf Robert comes. All of them.
There's about 20 of them, Appa.
Even Brother Norman Panchbhai appeared once when we were in Polokwane. I appeared once. Then also who else? Ibrahim Shah appeared. So
who is it, Appa? Out of the 20, choose one. One of the Molanas, anyway. It's the correct answer, Appa, is Maulana Yusuf Rawat. Okay. Jazakumallah, Appa. What do you say?
Gee, let's go to contestant number two. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, listen to this voice and tell us the answer.
To be honest, those thoughts don't even cross my mind. Like, I'm just, if you're going too deep into this.
Yeah, it's good in Tabata making up. That is a correct answer. That is Hafez Sajjada. MashaAllah, that is a correct answer. 1 point comes to you, Appa. You are leading. Well done. Okay, Ummi Abu Bakr. Initially, at the beginning of the competition, she had no points. Till the end of the first round, she almost had nothing. But mashallah, she's done very, very well.
Gee, that was both the presenters from Three Talk in the afternoon. We had Mulana Yusuf Umar Hafiz or Mulana Yusuf Rawat and Hafiz Sajjada. I think 11 o'clock in the morning, they used to conduct this program, all three presenters. So we asked Hafiz Yusuf Rawat and Hafiz Sajjada, Mulana.
Jazakumallah. Let's go to category three. Appa, it is weekly guest. Ummi Muhammad, are you there, sister? Remember, the tip is weekly guest, okay?
Okay.
All right, here goes your voice. Listen to it. Who's the voice behind this?
Normally, the other months normally have not much barakat in it. You don't mind. But when the month of Ramadan now starts moving in such a pace that there's no barakat.
Maulana Gina?
Maulana Gina, from where does it come from?
I don't know.
So what makes you say it's Maulana Gina?
just a guess.
Okay. All right, we have to say some Malana's name. She just chose Malana Gina. Okay, it's not Malana Gina. It's Malana Bilal Islam. Malana Bilal Islam is the correct answer, Papa. Okay.
Okay.
Omi Abubakar, here goes your one, Papa. You are leading by 1 point. Here goes your question. Who is this behind the voice? It's a weekly guess. Here it goes.
To remind you that you will not make the progress that you are looking for unless you learn to help yourself. I firmly believe that nobody is going to improve your life for you.
I don't know.
Yeah, the Maulana is saying, help yourself, Papa, help yourself by telling us the correct answer. It's Maulana Junaid Qazi. Okay.
Okay.
Maulana Junaid Qazi, mashallah, but still you are leading, Papa. Jazakumullah. Let's move ahead, inshallah. It's already 12 minutes past 10 o'clock, getting very, very late. Mali Swaib Sahib, let's go for a haircut. And question number four, Sahaba.
Didn't you promise me that you're going to give me a haircut after, if I come for
yeah,
the
I'll give you 5 minutes for the haircut. Question four, Sahaba, Ridwanullahi alayhi majma'in. Appa, contestant, are you Ummi Muhammad? Are you ready, Appa?
Okay.
Alright, here goes your question, Appa. 7 seconds to answer. It's regarding, you got to choose one, two, or three, okay?
Okay.
Who is the Sahabiya that was married to Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu, then Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and thereafter Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu? One, Asma bint Umays. Two, Urwa bint Unays. Or three, Hamna bint Jahsh radiallahu anhun.
Asma bint Umays
is a correct answer. MashaAllah, Appa, it's now you're back in the competition. Well done, Appa. Very, very confident about the answer. MashaAllah, well done.
Chi, contestant number two, are you there? The question is, Jundub ibn Junada is the name of a Sahabi who is more commonly known as number one, Abu Musa, number two, Abu Darda, or number three, Abu Dharr?
Number one
is Abu Musa.
Okay. Number one is, Apa, it's incorrect, Mali Sahib, it's incorrect. Apa, the correct answer is Abu Dharr, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, okay?
Okay.
Jazakumullah. So how many points, brothers? It's 2-2.
2-2,
mashallah, back in the contest. We have approximately another, let's say, 1, 2, 3, 4 categories to go through. But we're coming to the end of today's quiz, inshallah. Let's see who the winner is of 25,000 rands. Jim. Question 5, Mali Shaib, regarding the Quran Kareem. Appa, Umme Muhammad, are you there, sister?
Si.
Okay, here goes your question, Appa. It's regarding the Quran Kareem. In Surah Nuh, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentioned Yahud. Is Yahud the name of one, an idol, two, a town, or three, a mountain?
Mountain?
No, so sister, it's not a mountain, it's regarding an idol. Okay, Appa, the correct answer is idol. Alright, JazakAllah for the try. Anyway, we're on learning. What is it?
Contestant number two.
Yeah.
Which surah of the Quran is also called Surah Al-Qital? Number one, Surah Al-Imran. Number two, Surah Tawbah. Or number three, Surah Muhammad?
Surah Tawbah,
that is number two.
Make Tawbah from the answer you've just given us, Afa. Make lots of Tawbah, okay? The answer is not Surah Tawbah, the answer is Surah Muhammad. Okay. So no points, Mali Sahib. In the category, we're still sitting at 2-2. MashaAllah, we're getting very, very interesting. We come now to question number 6, Mali Sahib. Can you kindly ask the question, G?
Question number 6 is Islamic general knowledge. Is that correct, Mulana Kara? Are we on the same page?
Yes, my brother, G.
Okay, contestant number 1, are you there?
G.
During which Khalifa's reign was Imam Ahmad rahmatullahi in prison? Number one, Ma'mun. Number two, Mu'tasim. Or number three, Mutawakkil?
Ma'mun.
Is the incorrect answer, but it's not Ma'mun, it is Mu'tasim. Mu'tasim is the correct answer. Okay, Appa. It was during his reign that Imam Ahmad rahmatullahi alayhi was in prison. Okay?
See.
You are learning, sister. Ummi Abu Bakr, are you there? Which Sheikh of Imam Ahmad rahmatullahi saw his suffering and offered him a handful of gold coins, but he refused, saying, "We have enough." Was it one, Abdul Razzaq, two, Hushaym, or three, Waqi' rahimahumullah?
Waqi'.
Okay, the way you answered, Abba, sounded like you know him very well. It is not Waqi', it is Abdul Razzaq rahmatullahi alayhi. So it's still 2-2. Let's go ahead, inshallah. Question number 7. G. Mali Sahib Sahib.
Contestant number 1, are you there?
G.
It's general knowledge.
We have the last two categories left. Very, very short questions, Afa. So I think we're coming to make it or break it, Mali Sahib. It's going to be either make it or break it, okay?
The score is tied at a moment. Let's
it's
see
who... It's 2-2, Appa. It's 2-2. Who's going to get the 25,000 rands? Who can retire from tonight, G?
From the kitchen.
chi from the kitchen. Okay, contestant number one, are you there?
Chi, I'm here.
What is the capital of Australia?
Canberra.
Mm-hmm.
After a gong, Mulanakara.
Papa, I should have said the answer. We're just hoping you say it quickly, quickly, Papa. You have to say it within the 7 seconds, Papa. You said it after 7 seconds, okay?
Yeah, okay.
The reason why we have 7 seconds, Mulanakara, is that we can't Google it. That's the reason.
Jazakallah, but sorry for that. The correct answer is indeed Canberra, not Kookaburra. It's Canberra. Gee, the capital of Australia is Canberra, but you said the answer quite later, but sorry for that. Umi Abubakar, are you ready?
Yeah,
okay, Napa, you got to say within 7 seconds, okay?
Yeah,
okay. What is the capital of Canada?
Montreal. Ottawa.
We have to check with that, Mulanakara. Before the gong finished, I think the answer was there. But we'll just check with our moderator.
Moderator, what do you say, brother? Was it given within the 7 seconds? Was it given? We're going to be listening to the clip, inshallah. Appa, just hold it. We're going to get back to you in a minute or two.
And let's go with the last question, Mulanakara.
I think let's just get clarified this one first, Molly Saves Up, and then we can go to the last question of the rapid fire quiz for Ramadan 2017. 18 minutes past 10 o'clock. We just take a short break. Inshallah, we will come back to continue.
الصبح بدا بدا الصبح بدا الصبح بدا من طلعته والليل دجى من وفرته فأقر الرسل حضنا وعلا أهدى السبل بدلالته فأقر الرسل حضنا وعلا أهدى السبل بدلالته الله
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Once again, Genesis, yes, according to the moderators of the quiz, Brother Norman Panch Baya and a few other brothers, Umi Abubakar, are you there, sister?
Yeah,
I'm here. Alright, so what we heard now is that the question was given after the gong, after 7 seconds apart.
The answer.
So what did I say?
The question was
given. Sorry. The answer was given just after 7 seconds apart.
Okay.
The whole idea is you've got to give it within 7 seconds, okay?
Yes.
So like the previous caller as well, Ummi, who was it? Ummi Muhammad. Also, she gave it just after 7 seconds. But you also, so we're still sitting on 2-2. Now, what's happening is we have our last question for this Ramadan quiz, a rapid fire quiz. If one answers correctly, the other one answers incorrectly. The one who answers correctly is the winner of 25,000 rands. It's all coming down to this last question. Okay, Appa? You want to take a break? You want to have some chai, some banana milk, anything you people want, Appa?
No,
we'll give you some time.
Molana.
Okay. Here goes the questions. It's Ummi Muhammad first. Ummi Muhammad, it's make or break, Appa, sister, okay? If both answer correctly, we come to sudden death.
Yeah.
Alright, it's true or false? Alright, so what is the answer? Here it goes, Appa. What's the answer, true or false? Sorry, I had to ask the question. Okay, yeah. Apologies, Appa. Okay, there are no cars in Venice.
True.
Can we get back to that one?
So what do they ride on, Appa? Just clarification, donkey carts. Sorry?
General.
So why you said true, Appa?
It's okay.
Okay. Apa Ummi Abu Bakar, here goes your question, Apa.
Okay.
It's make or break, Apa, for you.
Okay.
All right, here goes the question, true or false. Be sure, sister.
Okay.
Moscow is located on the European continent.
False.
According to my score, one got correct and one got incorrect. Which one, Mulana Kara?
One is correct, Apa. We've come down to the last question. It's just one person walks away with 25,000 rands and the other contestant gets 4,000 rands. We'd like to announce, Mali Saibsov, the correct answer was given by...
the contestant.
By the contestant.
Which one?
And the contestant was... Ummi Muhammad is the winner of 25,000 rands. MashaAllah. Hello, are you there, Pa?
They threw the phone down.
Ummi Muhammad, are you there, sister?
See, I'm here.
All right, because of the noise in the background, we're going to have to take the money back, Pa.
Get another 100 bucks.
Making Eid Mubarak already.
MashaAllah, Eid Mubarak is happening there. Apa, MashaAllah, Ummi Muhammad is the winner of Radio Islam International. The correct answer was true. We asked true or false. There are no cars in Venice. The answer is true. MashaAllah, she is the winner. Ummi Muhammad walks away tonight, Radio Islam International, with 25,000 rands. Okay, Apa.
Thank you.
All right, but just to announce you, Apa, that we don't have the money now with us. It's going to be within the next 5 years, okay? We'll pay you off slowly, slowly.
Installments.
Installments. Ummi Abu Bakr, are you there, sister? Ummi Abu Bakr, are you there? Do we have our second contestant on the line? Ummi Abu Bakr, are you there, sister?
Yeah,
oh, sorry for that, Apa. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Once again, Apa.
Assalamu
Apa, you are almost there. It just said when he saves up. Really feel bad for Ummi Abu Bakr. We came to the last question. And it was just make or break, Apa. We said true or false, Moscow is located on the European continent. The answer is true, Apa.
Yeah.
I don't know why you said false. But anyway, congratulations, Apa. You get 4,000 rands from Radio Islam International.
Jazakum.
You're still a win, Apa. Jazakumullah. You've done very, very well. Allah increase us all in ilm and knowledge.
Ameen.
And mashallah, once again, Apa.
Jazakum.
What is your Eid message, Apa?
Just Eid Mubarak to my whole family. Jazakallah for always having my back. And that's all.
All right. Apa, jazakumullah so much, okay?
Jazakumullah.
Request a special dua as well. Remember, we all winners. MashaAllah, you get 4,000 rands.
Jazakumullah.
And salamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaikum.
Ummi Muhammad, are you there, sister? Ummi Muhammad, sister, are you there?
Yes.
All right. Jazakumullah. All right. Apa, tell us, 25,000 rands coming up your way. Maulana Sayyid wants to know, how are you going to spend the money, Apa? How are you going to spend the money?
Inshallah, plan to go for Umrah.
Mashallah.
Oh, subhanAllah, we also have your money saved. So the money is going to be used correctly, mashallah, in the path of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, going for Umrah, mashallah. And where did you say you're calling from, Apa? From Pretoria. Mashallah, you're the winner for today, 25,000 rands. Okay, jazakumullah for that, Apa. May we ask you only the surname? Everybody wants to know, what's the surname? Do you want to put your husband on the line, please, Apa? Please do. Please do, so we'd like to speak to him as well. Yeah, give him the phone, Apa. We'd like to make salam to him as well.
Assalamu alaikum.
Oh, my friend, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, brother.
Alhamdulillah, with your duas, we're all well, my brother. Are you happy that your wife won 25,000 rands?
Alhamdulillah.
Mashallah, mashallah. Did you help her along in the quiz?
Yeah,
with the wrong answers initially.
Yeah, initially with the wrong answers, my brother. You gave some wrong answers. Okay, my brother, mashallah. All right, Eidun Sa'idun, have a lovely Eid. And you're also going for Umrah, I guess, eh?
Inshallah.
Mashallah, my brother, jazakumullah. And what is your Eid message? What is your name, firstly? What is your Mubarak name? What is your name, my brother? Otherwise, how are we going to give you the name? How are we going to send the money to you? You have to give us your name and your surname and your address.
My name is Samir.
Samir?
Yes.
Okay, Samir, mashallah. You're the one that we asked for in the month of Ramadan that you got to say in Maimon, I went to the shop to buy sweets for my wife.
No.
Can you say it fast, quickly, brother? Okay, Samir, what is your surname?
No.
Ghani, I guess.
Leave it alone.
Okay, my brother. Jazakallah. Well done to you and the family. Congratulations. We're happy for you as well, inshallah. The money's going to be spent correctly, inshallah. You're going to be going for Umrah. All the best. Have a lovely trip. 25,000 rands coming up your way. What's your final messages, my brother? Final words from your side.
Everybody must enjoy the Eid. Remember, everybody in Dua, Ummah Islah, especially people in Syria and all over the world. Remember them in Dua and difficulties.
Ameen, my brother. Jazakumullah. Eid Mubarak to you and the family as well. Again, congratulations. MashaAllah. We're really happy for all the contestants. And Jazakallah, my brother. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you. MashaAllah, Mali Sahib Sahib. Winner is from Pretoria tonight, Ummi Muhammad. And she's the winner of 25,000 rands. And Ummi Abu Bakr gets 4,000 rands from Radio Islam International.
Yes, Mulana, as your motto says that we are all learning, alhamdulillah, from day one. I have learned a lot from our rapid fire questions and courses that we were having. All the questions that were coming through, it was a learning curve for myself, and I'm sure many of the listeners also found it very beneficial. And those people that came in the finals, like the other sister said that she was studying and she was going through that, even that became a means of her learning some knowledge. So the object of the whole course was to that how we can gain more knowledge. And your humor and your joke, I'm sure you have asked the listeners about 1,000 times to make them laugh. It wasn't meant to be. It was all on a lighter note. Only I was offended a few times, but we'll speak about that a little later. But I'm sure the listeners, they won't mind the little humor that you used to have after Maghrib. After
since your Islam has been made, brother.
Gee, if that's the condition, then we can discuss this a little later. I've been attending your majlises and your gathering, but there was no benefit. So maybe this is greater benefit. But on a serious note, Malana, seriously, it was a very beneficial program that we had throughout the month of Ramadan, with a little bit of humor added to it, and we learned a great deal from the course that took place.
Ameen, Masab, Jazakumullah for that as well. And also, I'd like to mention, I'd like to thank Mufti Musaji, Mandaya, Sab, all who participated, who helped out with this quiz. Allah reward them as well. And I'd like to say, Mali Saib Sab, you know, during the course of the Ramadan quiz, you know, we were joking with somebody, you know, we were teasing some listeners as well. Like I said earlier, it was never, wallah, it was never intended to belittle anybody. It was just, you know, lightheartedness here. We were all learning. And if we offended anybody, inshallah, unintentionally again, please make us maaf, inshallah. Again, it was just in lightheartedness. Have a lovely Eid, inshallah. All the best. Remember us in the du'as. Congratulations to all the contestants. Jazakallah, you're all winners. And we talk again, inshallah. Request for special du'as from myself, Muhammad Kara, Mawlana Sahib Sahib, Nu'man Panjbai, and our engineer, Brother Hafiz Ismail Khan. Have a lovely, splendid Eid, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الصبح بدأ 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 من طلعته والليل دجى من وفرته فأقر الرسلا فضلا وعلا عد السبلا بدلالته
شغل الشجر لتقى الحجر شق القمر بإشارته.